Hey everyone, welcome back to Founder's Story. Today we have A.N. Porter, who is her debut author. The book is here, Phantom Wedding, and I'm really excited to dive in because I'm writing a book too, and I want to know all things about the experience, what you had, why you even wrote it. So why don't we start diving right there as to why did you even write this book?
Well, everybody's got a book inside of them. Everybody can write a book. You know, so this is, I mean, I've got a few books inside me bursting, trying to burst out of me. So this is my debut one, which is Phantom Wedding. And it is, so some people think it's a true story. It's not a true story. It is fiction. It's a psychological thriller, socio-political horror. But it was inspired by an incident that happened in a haunted flat that I had in North London. So because of that one incident, everybody freaking out, flying from America to London, trying to find this haunted flat, they're doing treasure hunts and all sorts of things. But it's not all true. It is fiction. And so what actually happened was I was sleeping. Then I woke up halfway through the night, and to turn over, and I opened my eyes to just, you know, adjust myself. And then when I opened my eyes, I saw two little girls, they were sitting at my desk. And one was drawing a picture, and the other one was playing a board game. And I'd never seen a ghost before, so I sort of rubbed my eyes, and I was like taking a closer look. And I was like, oh, no, they really are there. Oh, no. So then I got the duvet, put it over my head, and I was frozen in time. And I was just like, and then I literally found I was holding my breath because I was so petrified. And then I just didn't want to look again. And then in the morning, I opened my eyes and they were gone. And then I just, yeah, absolutely freaked out. So that was the premise of that, like, you know, the inspiration behind the book.
That really scares me. But when you're writing this book, do you feel like you put some things about you or maybe somebody you know into the character, whether or not it's like totally based on a true story? But when you're building this character up, do you feel like you're putting things into the character or maybe characters within the book?
Well, the protagonist, Patsy, it's, some of it is loosely based on myself, such as I did work in music PR when I graduated from university in London. So that was genuinely my first job. It was a voluntary job, so I worked for free. But because I did that for 3 months for free, I actually was offered a paid job as a celebrity PA. So that part of Patsy, who's a protagonist, is loosely based on reality. But on the whole, it is fiction, yeah. And also the character Rose, who's the mother of Patsy, there's some elements to her that are loosely based on my own mum, such as, you know, being an extraordinary entrepreneur in the beauty field that then went into religious leadership. So that part. So a couple of things, but on the whole, it is fiction.
So walk me through the whole process of writing this book. How long did it take for you to write the book? And how was it working through the emotions of just writing a book? I feel like for me, writing just creates a lot of emotions. It's a lot of energy. It's a lot of like time. And I think it's more energy than what people might think it is to write a book. But how was this process for you?
Sure. So, I mean, everybody's process is different. And in the background to my life, I have a lot of other stuff going on. So it was really finding the time in between everything that I do. So on the whole, it took about a year. So I don't know. Some people take longer. Some people take shorter time. So it just depends. Getting inspiration. I mean, because I was writing from some record.
So the last few months, I've been practicing how to learn Spanish because it is really a passion of mine. I've been using Rosetta Stone. Why? Because it immerses you in the language without having translation. So you can really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It starts naturally with words, then phrases, and soon you're forming sentences designed for long-term retention, which has always been my issue. They even have a built-in true accent speech recognition that acts like a personal trainer for your accent. It gives you instant feedback on your pronunciation. It has flexible learning on desktop and mobile. You can fit language learning right into your schedule anytime, anywhere. Here's the amazing value. Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership with access to all 25 languages, including Spanish, French, Korean, and so many more for 50% off. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Founder Story listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com and use the word today, T-O-D-A-Y. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off rosettastone.com. Use my code today for a great deal. PrizePicks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy. You simply pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. PrizePicks puts their members first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. When my picks hit, I can get money in quick as 15 minutes. Plus, you can win up to 100 times your money with just 4 correct picks. It's the best way to get daily fantasy in most states, including California and Texas. I've been using PrizePicks to play daily fantasy. One of my favorite lineups was Tyreek Hill for more than 90 receiving yards. It was awesome to see those hit. When my picks win, I can cash out in as little as 15 minutes. Download the PrizePicks app today and use code FOUNDERS, F-O-U-N-D-E-R-S, and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code FOUNDERS on PrizePicks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. PrizePicks, run your game.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Collection, it made it a lot easier. If I was writing off just out of the blue with nothing to go on, it would probably take me years. But I can recollect the sounds, the smells, the feelings of everything of that moment, and that evoked all kinds of feelings within me. And then once you start writing, it just starts flooding out.
And maybe that's what makes, you know, a great author or an author in general to, I don't think everyone has the skills and abilities to remember things like that. I think our heads are filled with so many things. We're very like 15 seconds, we move on to the next thing. We have a very short attention span. So understanding, you know, how those details and then putting that down on a paper, I think is an art and a skill in itself. So how has it been now that the book has come out? Now that people are reading it, now that you're talking about it, how's that feeling been?
It's been amazing. To be honest with you, I didn't know what to expect. And it's been overwhelming, the success and the reaction that the public globally has had to this book. It's actually been phenomenal. The amount of press it's had, especially America, they seem to really like it. Universities contacting me from around the world and Washington and all the, you know, asking for, you know, the press and the copy of the book and all this kind of thing. I was featured in Marie Claire magazine for the book and for fashion, because I gave the book a slightly different book launch. I didn't just sort of have a glass of red wine in a bookshop. I produced a book launch with a red carpet, celebrities, champagne, canapes, and I did a reading which was filmed, and so it's garnered a lot of press from that, you see. So it just feels, the answer to your question is, yeah, it feels amazing.
Can we see the book again?
And it's available.
Hey, everyone. I'm not sure if you've heard, but our show, Founder's Story, is now available on the iHeartRadio app. So check that out. iHeartRadio online, or you grab the app. It's super easy. You can listen to all of our episodes wherever you enjoy your podcasts, whether that's iHeartRadio, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. But check it out.
No, that way. It's available on Amazon globally, and Barnes and Noble, and all good bookshops, libraries, and what have you. And this is the protagonist. This is Patsy. That's her on her wedding day, hence Phantom Wedding. And then there's the back of that.
Now, I'm glad you bring that up. Yeah, I mean, I love the cover. It really stands out. Like, it's not like too much. Some books, I feel like there's too much on that cover, but it's just enough. It's modern. It really catches the eye. It's something, if I saw it on the shelf, I'd want to buy it. But I'm glad you also brought the fact that you didn't just launch a book and hope that it was successful, that you talked about how you had to go out there. You had to make it happen. I love you had a red carpet event, celebrity, like you really went above and beyond. You did something creative and unique, and that's really exciting. I'm curious, last question, what's your next book?
Well, when you read this one, you'll see what I mean. All the fans of the book, they want to know where the Phantom comes from. So I'm trying to wrap my brains, place him into different, you know, where he could have come from. So I'm just actually bringing this to life. I'm currently adapting this for the screen. So I'm working with a screenwriter to bring that hopefully to Netflix. And then I'm working on the sequel to Phantom Wedding.
Well, I can't wait. A.N. Porter, thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, in a year from now, when the movie comes out on Netflix, I'm going to look back and say, hey, I remember that. I know Phantom Wedding. I spoke to her. So thank you for joining us. We're always honored. I can't wait for the second book, third book, whatever you have coming out, movies, TV shows. I can tell that you have the passion, the grit to really make it happen. And thank you for joining us today on Founder's Story.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Founder's Story. Keep exploring, keep dreaming, and join us next time for more inspiring entrepreneurial journeys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.